Welcome to the Unit Care Services podcast, discussions of interest to unit owners and managers. Do you have a dispute with one of the other unit owners in your strata group? What's the best way to resolve it? Let's chat with Unit Care Managing Director, Gordon Russell. Gordon Russell, Managing Director of Unit Care Services. When you're in a strata situation, when I was in a strata situation, I likened it to being in business with people that I didn't really know. And when that really became a problem was when a dispute arose about anything. Are there distinct dispute processes that unit owners should be aware of?
Yeah, there are steps you should take, and one of the ones that we find the most common now is people are afraid to raise the concern with the person. So you may have a problem with how people are parking, their bins, their dogs, who knows what. When we put a lot of people together closely and don't have buildings that have sufficient audio insulation, as you might call it, and we require them to share a lot of common property, then the potential for disputes rises. And if people don't talk to each other, there's no goodwill. And one of the real issues that we haven't come to terms with, I think, in terms of densing up our suburbs, is the need to build more of a civil society, the need for social capital, as it's called, so that people are actually on talking terms with each other before you actually get to a dispute. So people say, "Hi, Joe, good to see you, blah, blah, blah," and had a bit of a problem with somebody who parked in my car parking space. Do you know who that might be? So if you don't have those social lubricants in the system, then the first time you approach somebody is with a dispute with them. And a lot of people feel uncomfortable with that. And what they do is then use their manager to try and manage that. And for the person on the other end, they get an officious letter and their back's up. That's not a helpful start.
Okay, maybe we can go through and role play this one out. Supposing you and I are two unit owners in the same block, and I don't like the way you park your car. You're not always staying in your area, and you have visitors and they park wherever they want. What's the first thing I should do?
Well, you should talk to them. Sometimes people put notes under windscreen wipers. I mean, that could be helpful. What we tend to do here, if I got this complaint, would be to send a friendly letter out with a parking plan highlighting where you can park. So the first step is give them good information. So I suppose if I was the person concerned, I might produce a copy of the strata plan.
Do you send that round anonymously?
It goes to everybody, and we say we've sent it to everybody. So every resident in the group gets a copy of that plan saying...
But they know who it comes from.
As me as an individual, if I was an individual in the group, yes, I might do that. Otherwise, I'd perhaps approach the strata manager or the secretary and say, look, there's some confusion about parking here. Perhaps you could drop a line to everybody. And so the letter we'd send out, and I would send out as an individual in a group, would say to everybody, there seems to be some confusion about parking on the property. Here's the strata plan. I've highlighted where your unit can park. And then it escalates from there if necessary. So making sure everybody's well informed about what should happen and what the law says before you actually escalate it to a dispute.
Okay, so I've gone through that. I've circulated that information. I've put my name to it because I think anonymity can actually inflame the situation. Yeah. And I've talked to various neighbours about it to ensure that everyone's clear on it. It's still happening. What's the next step?
Well, articles and bylaws cover these matters in strata and community corporations. So if the behaviour continues, we need evidence. So one of the things people do often is assert. One of the risks, I think, when you get into disputes is that, and I certainly had a bad case of this back in the 90s, was an owner made an assertion about a tenant, and it was a fairly serious one, and I took it seriously and wrote to the tenant and then got a letter back from their lawyer. accusing us of harassment. And the letter wasn't harassing, but it was fairly firm. It turns out it was actually the tenant had nothing to be complained about. The tenant was innocent, and this was a very difficult owner. And so to pit owners against tenants is a bad idea. So from then on, we actually issue a diary. So you get a diary, a couple of pages of lines and dates and events and whatever else. And we require people to actually fill that in, provide photographs perhaps, accumulate evidence, like any proper process for disputes would be, accumulate the evidence, and if the evidence proves the case, then the committee, the management committee or the full corporation, would decide to issue a breach notice under the bylaws or under the articles, and sometimes there are fines associated with that. So accumulating the evidence. We don't get many of those diaries back. Anecdotally, probably 20% would come back, and we treat those seriously because people have gone to the effort to record over a week or two exactly what happened, and we tell them they might have to appear in court as well.
And when you say you go to the committee, are the committee obliged to act?
Well, the Act, both Acts say that they've got to enforce the articles and the bylaws. So if they decided to ignore something that was reasonably serious and causing a lot of inconvenience, the person concerned, in this case yourself, would be free to take it to the court and accuse the corporation of negligence of its duties. And the court could actually then fine the corporation, but more likely make orders to the effect of resolving the dispute.
Okay, so hopefully that would have sorted it out. But let's, for the sake of this experiment, go one step further. It doesn't sort the matter out. They're still parking all over the place. What's your next step? How can you enforce this?
Well, I'd be, as a strata manager, I'm thinking at the moment, I'd be advising the owner who's concerned, if they're really concerned about it and the corporation's not doing anything about it, or even if the corporation is doing something about it, they're welcome to take it as a dispute to the magistrates' court. What happens is that people's behaviour, in my observation over decades, is that when people get a summons, it kind of brings them up short. You know, they think, oh my God, I've got to go to court. Now, some people are immune to court, but a lot of people get a bit shocked and nervous about going to court. So we drag them into court, and hopefully the magistrate gives them a seeing to and the behaviour stops. We had cases where the behaviour continues. Well, if it's a tenant, we put pressure on the landlord and the agent not to renew the lease. So we get them off the property altogether. Towing vehicles off properties has a whole lot of legal issues around it, though we have at times when abandoned vehicles, and the good thing is now there's an app so you can actually find out whether a vehicle's registered or not, we get one of our contractors to actually shift the vehicle onto the council verge and then the council come along and remove it for us. It is legally difficult. It doesn't happen very often, fortunately. Most people in the end, if we give them enough grief, will actually comply. One of the other solutions is to make it difficult for people to park in the wrong positions. Now, we've used rocks, so large moss rocks on the sides of lawns, posts, so you can drive permapine posts into the ground. Actually putting physical barriers in the way of illegal parking is actually one of the best solutions.
Okay, we've gone to the dark end of dispute resolution, but I imagine probably the first and best course of action is be polite, be courteous, go softly and gently, and usually a dispute will be resolved pretty simply. Is that the case?
Yes, most people, if you appeal to their better side, will be forthcoming. I guess one of the things that I've learned is to listen, even when you don't want to the other side, what their concern is. And also not to go in with a whole lot of preconceptions. So you may think you know who that car belongs to, but it may actually not belong to them. So you're at risk of blaming somebody who's innocent, and then it'll just get their backs up. So it'll just escalate from there, and it won't help resolve the situation at all. So gently at first, but then be prepared to follow up. So we have some owners and residents who are prepared to make an accusation, but they won't actually follow it through. They expect us to be the father, come down with the strap and fix it all. But they actually have to stand up and be prepared to be a witness. And if they're not prepared to go that far, then we can't take it too seriously. But sometimes it pays for the manager to actually go out on site and take some photographs and find out what's going on to help the situation as well.
Let's put the boot on the other foot. Supposing we are part of a strata group and there is one person who complains about every bloody thing and wants everything to be a dispute. What can you do about that?
They have to put it in writing, they have to put it to the management committee, and it's up to the management committee to decide whether it wants to do anything about it.
Does this actually occur, or am I just making this up?
Oh, no, no, no. We have some pretty neurotic people out there, and I suspect that their unhappiness in the world is manifest in their complaints about behaviours or apparent behaviours at their strata group. We don't have a lot of them. Full moon seems to bring them out, which is really curious because we noticed this and we have these kind of waves of lunatic behavior, if I can say that. And we noticed that it coincided with the cycles of the moon, which is kind of curious. So yes, they have to put it in writing and it's to the committee. It's not good enough just to ring us up and say, we want you to fix this, you know, she's doing this or he's doing that. They've got to put it in writing, produce some evidence, submit it to the management committee, and they'll decide, and that's a proper process, they'll decide whether they want to take the matter up or not. It tends to put the brakes on things a bit.
So the golden rule there is if you do want to complain about something, if you do want to raise a dispute, be serious about it and don't overdo it?
Be prepared to put it in writing, produce evidence. In the first case, make sure you get your facts right and approach the person concerned and see if you can negotiate something.
And, of course, all this will be in a fabulous fact sheet available from the Unit Care Services website. Is that correct?
Yes, it will be on the website as a fact sheet. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Gordon. As we just said, there's a fact sheet covering dispute resolution for unit owners available from the Unit Care Services website and linked to this podcast. While you're there, have a listen to our other podcasts and look over our fact sheets on all kinds of issues of interest to unit owners and managers. Until next time, I'm Paul Willis. Stay safe.